Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend John Deeney back on the show. John has been a member of our Brain Trust now for 15 years. He's an executive coach, one of the top tab board, is the top tab boards, alternative board leaders in the country. The author of a number of books, including Hunting in a Farmer's World, the award-winning book, Hunting in the Farmer's World, which I talk about all the time. And he's our good friend, John Deeney. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Although I wish you wouldn't open up with that age comment every time. 15 years, that's a long time. Man.
I know, but we got you right out of high school, so that, you know, that was
that's
so
right.
Bad.
That's right. I can barely speak.
That's right. And look how far you've come since you've known me, John. Look,
right.
Just
right,
look at this.
It's talking to you that's done it all.
I get that all the time. Hey, yeah. John, one of the things I know you've been focusing on a lot lately, or in the last few years, and which is a topic that's of very, very great interest to me, is demographics. I think demographics are fascinating because they're so predictable. I mean, you've got people who were alive en masse and because of their birth dates, the relationship of their birth date and the numbers, they behave in almost not totally predictable, but somewhat predictable levels, and you can watch these demographic generation waves go through society, politics, the marketplace, the earth. It's fascinating, isn't it?
It's really something. Once you start digging into it, and I started back at 07 really looking at it, it just, every news story seems to have something to do with the demographic wave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and of course I talk mostly about the boomers, although the millennials are going to have just as big an impact. We'll see what happens. But, you know, the boomers have had, you know, just to start with, from a business point of view, they fueled, as consumers and workers entering the workforce,
mm-hmm.
as employees, they fueled the biggest economic expansion in this country for 40 years.
That's right.
And, you know, they're going away now. You know, I have a quiz question when I present on this around the country.
Let's not rush us off too fast there, John. Let's not get too carried away.
Okay. But
I'm not ready to go yet.
Okay. I ask the audiences, what are the four countries in Europe with the lowest birth rate for the last 30 years? And the answer is Italy, Greece, Germany. Spain, and Portugal.
Oh, I thought it was Germany.
No, they're low and they've got problems, but they're, you know, the four sick economies of Europe,
mm-hmm. yep.
the ones that can't get positive growth
mm-hmm.
back,
mm-hmm.
it's because they don't have the workers and the consumers coming into their
mm-hmm.
economy.
And all of those people, all the young people in those countries, because I know some of them, they wait way late to get married. They have, as I've known them over the years, they've gone well into their 30s before they got married, if they got married, and then by that time they probably didn't have any children. I mean, they postponed that, the part of the life that in the previous century people didn't do that, right? They got married
right.
in their 20s, they had the children in their 20s.
Right, and the same thing in the United States. If you look,
it's starting to happen,
you know, at the boom from 45 to 65, and then follow it through,
mm-hmm.
which I've done. The exact same curve as the birth rate
mm-hmm.
happens in the economy, happens in small business formation, happens in franchise sales. It goes on, happens in college graduations. It goes on and on and on, where you see the exact same curve. You can just overlay them on the same chart, and they lay right on top of each other over and over and over again.
Right. Right. And you know, and then you when you look at the Gen Y generation, it's been interesting to see, to me, to see what that the impact that generation is going to have on all those categories that I mentioned earlier, but especially on, you know, it's a big generation, but they're behaving more like the Europeans have over the last generation.
Sure, and then the boomers can take credit.
In terms of the start of their life.
Yeah, the boomers can take credit for better or worse, because we raised them to believe that their life outside of work was much more important than their than their work life.
Yeah.
And they act that way. And
hold on to that thought.
Guess who taught them?
Yeah. Hold on to that thought, John. We're going to come back, and John's going to extend this on out to what you and I need in terms of people for our small businesses. That's coming up right after the next break. John Deeney and I will be right back. 2010. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.